La maudite des vieux chauds.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like blue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Hey.
You're an angel witch. Hello, and welcome to the Dave Hill Good
Infirmities of this election. I know that...
Oh. What was that?
That's something that's coming later.
We have a lot of action-packed action here in the God... No, it's not what it's called. The Dave Hill Good Time Hour. I'm sorry, I blacked out. I'm on a lot of... antioxidants. Hello and welcome. Thanks everyone for joining us for this incredible futuristic program. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Boy Criminal. Dez.
Dave. Chris.
From parts unknown, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone's been saying it, but I feel a little bit lighter today. the past several days, I should say.
Things are not bad.
Oh my goodness. But
it's been a whirlwind all last week. Long week, and then ended fantastically. So.
It was. Because I'm an ignorant person, I went to bed drunk and upset on Tuesday night, even though they warned us.
This is how it's going to go.
This is exactly what's going to happen. I was still, still very upset and thinking, the scary thing is, a lot of people were texting me like I'm some sort of authority, which is terrifying. But I was very upset. And then I talked to a couple of people that know a lot more than I do about things. And I calmed down by at some point Wednesday morning. And then my mood improved. Thursday, I was starting to feel cautiously optimistic. Friday, and then Saturday. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
felt 300 pounds lighter.
It took a while to get there, though, for sure. It was a test of character.
Yeah, totally. And I did not have a lot of people to celebrate with. I was watching TV, watching everyone celebrate, and getting a lot of text messages from friends back in New York. Mm-hmm. All the screaming, dancing in the streets. What did you guys do? Did you guys dance around?
I danced around to, I actually live streamed it. I danced around to me, I was dancing to YMCA in my living room.
All alone.
Like I was blaring, like I fucking have never liked that song.
Well, that's a great song.
It was like such a, I don't know, it was just so cathartic. It's great.
Soundtrack of a good time for sure.
Yeah.
Dez, you're a little quiet there, pal.
Sorry, man.
We need a little more Dez heat.
How about that?
Anything as there? Always.
That's good.
You could never be too loud. Yeah, I had the feeling like, that I was like, I was really worried I was going to get instantly very ill, like with the energy shift in my body after being fucking really mad every day for over 4 years.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of like, you know, when like alcoholics quit drinking abruptly and things like that, and they have like a stroke or something. Oh, what do you drink? Oh, you have a beer there?
I thought it was a night we'd be celebrating, so yeah.
Oh, I've been doing a bit too much celebrating, yeah. So plus, you know, I have professionalism, I'm going to try to wait till 10:30. Maybe I'll have something then, but actually I flew a little too close to the sun over the weekend, so I'm bringing it down. But yeah, I was genuinely afraid that I was going to get like instantly ill just by the huge shift of energy in my body. So sometime in the afternoon on Saturday, I went for a long bike ride to sort of like try to just regulate myself. And on that ride, you know, as I've mentioned, I'm in exile until I get back to New York City soon, hopefully. I'm in exile in a very Trumpy part of the country. So there was not a lot of celebrating in the streets. There was sort of knowing glances when you can sort of just, you know, people can look at me. They clock my rock look and my bicycle helmet, with just a bicycle helmet, actually. You know, my pension for safety.
That's enough.
They're like, well, clearly a liberal.
Only Democrats.
Yeah, they can tell I'm, because I have a bike helmet as I tool around this small town. And I have had people smirk at me. Maybe it's my insecurity coming out, thinking they're smirking at me, but I'm pretty sure some people have smirked at me with my big bike helmet on and my big fat Irish head. But I went for a ride to just try to bring it down. Now I feel like I'm all right. But the thing I'm wondering, what am I going to do with the extra 4 hours in the day that I'm not going to be super pissed off? Maybe I will. I'll probably just find new things to be pissed off about.
I mean, according to Pence, it's not over till it's over. So,
but he's going on vacation next week, Pence.
Pence? Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's not worried.
Where is he going on vacation? Where does he go? Disneyland or something?
They got Disney for Christians, stuff like that. Noah's Ark in the middle of Tennessee.
Oh, I remember that. When I was shooting the hit movie Boy Band, that Ark was not far from where we were shooting in Southern Ohio. And one day we had a day off and a bunch of people went. I did not go, but I'm told it was a hot time. I like a nice Ark.
Yeah.
Good times. How little fun do you think Mike Pence has on vacation? Like, what does he do? Order like something with
reads
barbecue sauce on the side.
He reads like the U-Line catalog, yeah. And
oh, just my God,
it's Bible study, man. He gets a good jolt out of nothing. And
service. Or do you think though that Mike Pence is? I mean, obviously he's a hypocrite, but do you think that he's also full of shit, and that like when he goes on vacation, he's just doing tons of coke and you know, doing God knows what else.
I'd say he had one weekend in college, he let it go, and that's been chasing him his whole life, I bet.
He let a bunch of frat boys run a train on him or something.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Sideways. Early.
Yeah, who knows? But, you know, good for him. Cutting loose. No judgment at all.
Everybody gets a turn.
I mean, he's got to run in 2024, so.
You think he is?
I don't know. But he'll probably lay low for a little bit, I imagine.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
If they don't all get, you know, rounded up for war crimes and stuff.
I hope so. What war crimes though? That's the one thing. That's the one thing that won't happen with them.
Right. No, I mean, clearly Trump has shit on all of these people, and that's why they're not just congratulating Biden. Yeah.
Man, oh man. The one weird thing though, aside from being thrilled that the Trump administration will all be employed very shortly, I'm surprised I have no. I thought that I would just want to gloat and all that, and I have no interest. I haven't even been checking to see what Trump has been up to. I don't care.
Oh, it's pretty great.
What has he been up to?
He's just, he is really clinging on to hope that he's going to win this.
He's full steam ahead.
He's claiming that Georgia is about to get flipped and that there's a lot of fraud in Arizona, and Arizona is also going to get flipped.
Well, I just got hip to the, you can call the hotline number.
Yeah.
Should we make some calls?
Yeah, let's try.
Is this the right number? 888?
Let me check my caller
630-1776.
I think they changed it.
Oh,
because
no.
People started spamming that one. No, but there's a new one.
There's a new one. This is official?
So the current one is 800.
Okay.
895.
Okay.
4152.
Okay.
And you're probably just going to get a recording message.
Thank you for calling the Trump National War Room. All of our agents are busy helping other callers. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, I went in and voted, and I came out, they gave me delicious candies, I went in and voted again, and then I came out, they gave me again, and I put them in my butt. Just tested. I don't know. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm just...
I spent a good portion of Saturday calling that number, and I was getting people, like, people were picking up.
Oh, really?
For a while, yeah. And for a while, I was just, like, laughing until they hung up on me, and then... And then I started asking if anyone was hiring over there, and they would just get really upset. And one guy humored me, because I told him I saw a tall figure in a trench coat, and I saw them vote for Biden. And then as soon as they left the polling station, it turned out to be three small children. And
I wish I could get someone on the phone. I guess we should try again.
Is Giuliani going to have another press conference based that information he's going to gather from these calls?
Busy. I know. What are they going to do?
Well, that's the thing. Like that press conference, the one that, you know, the Four Seasons landscaping was, that was like, there's like 10 people standing behind him. And those are people that called the number to report voter fraud.
Really?
But like one by one, they all come up and say like what they saw. And they all just sound like complete lunatics.
As long as Rudy is kind of out in front on this whole operation, I'm not too concerned that they're going to be successful, because he hasn't really, he's lost his fastball for sure from 20 years ago. So
what, he had one? He had a fastball?
Well, you know, relative.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And so, Chris, you've been obsessed with the four, as we all have, with the Four Seasons total landscaping, who now have wisely have a merch page.
Yeah, they think they just added that today. Actually, our friend Elvira Canaveral, he was very quick to get up a merchandise page for the Four Seasons total
making landscaping. Bootleg merchandise?
Yeah. I'll put the link.
I thought about it, but then I thought certainly they must be doing that themselves.
There wasn't a park that they could just show, you know, call and not even have to call, just show up and let everybody know they're going to be at a park or something. Why? It's one of the most confounding things I've ever seen.
It's baffling.
So yeah. Good. Just wait, go. So you have some clips. Your favorite clips?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Grisbeck?
By the way,
very quickly, before I get, we do have amazing guests coming shortly. Our favorite political expert.
I know that.
Oh, wait, here we go.
No, hold on. You can keep
going. We have Shanali Bomik coming up shortly, and our resident Canadian Nick Flanagan joining us after that. So, but let's go to the Giuliani clips.
Okay, so this is... this is pretty deep into it. This is where he's talking about how the alleged voter fraud here.
Sad history of voter fraud. After all, Joe Frazier is still voting here. Kind of hard since he died 5 years ago, but Joe continues to vote. If I recall correctly, Joe was a Republican, so maybe I shouldn't complain. Well, we should go see if Joe is voting Republican or Democrat now from the grave. Also, Will Smith's father has voted here twice since he died. I don't know how he votes because it's voted secret.
What? Was someone like writing jokes for him on the way over or something? You can tell like he's like psyched. He's like, oh, I got some zingers locked and loaded.
Is that Bernie Kerik standing behind him, former New York City police chief commissioner?
Oh, there. It might be. At one point, this very irate guy comes out. I think that's who you're talking about.
Man.
Oh, man.
But so here's one of the. So this was great. This is one of the people who apparently is a lawyer. Oops, wrong. I think like at least three of the people he brings up claim that they're lawyers, but I don't
think when they at least let me through. Right. When I was there, I was turned away for a tablet. They did not want any tablets or computers there. I had to bring that elsewhere. Eventually, when I was let through, you were not able to get anywhere near the ballots. There were three rows of people counting ballots. The closest may have been 15 feet away. Then there was another row. Then there was another row. To the extent that you could see anything, we were told repeatedly, including by Democratic poll watchers, including by police, that if they see us taking a photograph or a video, we'll be thrown out and not let back in.
So... yeah, the whole thing is like they're claiming that this is evidence of fraud because people couldn't get close enough to the ballots.
Random people, basically.
Yeah. So I guess their argument is that it should have been easier for people to get closer to the ballots.
They wanted more people
to commit fraud.
Like random people. Oh my god. Like what do they want to do? Be able to like stand over their shoulders or something?
I think so. This is the best part, though, because I just paused the video there, but I'm going
to
turn
up
the volume.
By the way, this guy seems like he has shit together. I'm inclined to believe.
Mask, like leaving the mask hanging off one ear, I see people doing. It's almost as bad as when they pull it under their nose and go through
the That's head. A power move.
Stupid.
So, like, right before they brought, or like, right before, I think right as Giuliani was taking the podium is apparently when they called it for Biden.
Yeah.
So the timing could not be better. So in the background here, you can actually hear people celebrating in the streets. You can like listen to. I'm going to turn the volume up so you can hear this.
Were normal. Some boxes were like that. When they finished with going through boxes, they put them in the very, very back of the room where you couldn't see a thing hundreds of feet away. Then they put supposedly the same boxes. I can't tell if they are or are not. Through separate machines where they strip the ballots, the outer casing with single signatures to the privacy ballot. At that point, the actual signatures are completely separate from the privacy ballot and you can't, and they'll never be able to be tracked back. What I saw was disturbing and the process seemed to be specifically so we could not observe and also so we did not challenge. The only way to challenge something was to call an individual called step.
Wait, so they just started cranking Sweet Child of Mine in the background?
Awesome. Billy got it right.
This is amazing. I just saw little bits of Giuliani, so this is, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Exposure to this.
It's great. Yeah, people aren't talking about these moments. That's why I wanted to play, because obviously the whole thing is just amazing. But, you know, it went on for 55 minutes, and journalists are apparently just like dumbfounded, like they just could not understand what the fuck was going on.
I heard a lot of them were just left, like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, because I think when it got announced, they were all like, what are we doing here? Like, this is insane.
Industrial parking lot.
Oh my God. Why didn't not one person thought, hey, I'll go in the adult bookstore, buy a bunch of dildos, and start pelting Giuliani with dildos? That I would have done without question. That's your first move.
Maybe it was closed.
Yeah, there was the adult novel shop, which was called Fantasy Island, I believe. was like right next door to it. And then there was a crematorium across the street.
Yeah, I heard that. Amazing.
Star.
That just seems. How did no one? I don't know. I would have been loading up on. What's a dildo cost? I'm not. Okay, I know exactly what they cost. And I don't know. I think it would have been funny.
So this is a point where some journalist started
launching dildos at Giuliani. Yes.
Someone was trying to ask, is Joe Biden a winner or a cheater? And this is how that went.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Wiener?
Joe Biden has won the election.
Who is a winner or a cheater?
Joe Biden.
Oh, is he a winner or a cheater?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to find out. We have a right. I mean, here's what I can say about this evidence. This evidence is overpowering in that it suggests we need a very, very detailed hearing. We have to find out exactly how many ballots are implicated, how many ballots were not inspected. The estimates I have so far, but we haven't finished this investigation, is there was about 150.
He goes on for a while. Here. This is where he finds out.
But by my goodness, all the
poll already made for Joe Biden.
The poll?
The call. It was called for Joe Biden. Why?
Because they don't decide the election. The call for Joe Biden isn't. Who was it called by? Oh my goodness, all the networks. Wow. All the networks. We have to forget about the law. Judges don't count. All the networks. All the networks thought Biden was going to win by 10%. Gee, what happened? Come on, don't be ridiculous. Networks don't get to decide elections. Courts do.
What? No. Do you think at any point...
Set aside elections when they're...
Sorry. Do you think on the ride back, they're like, I think that went really well, Rudy. I think that went very well. His reaction, he's like someone's dad, like... In the kitchen at home, yeah. Or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my god! I think the wiener comment that was he was trying to get high fives on the ride back to
yeah
wherever.
He's like wiener. I'm sorry. What?
He was psyched. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
well, it's... even so, you know, I'm weirdly I'm curious to see what'll happen. I'm more just excited that fucker will be gone soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope he goes kicking and screaming.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What else? Now I have to just figure out what to do with it. I just really opened up a lot of time in my brain.
Well, I mean, we still got to push this through.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
It's not over.
It feels like, over.
It's like the last 20 minutes of the horror movie when you think the bad guy is dead.
This is true. But I guess come January, we'll just start yelling at Biden for a minute.
I think it's going to just go on without him. Biden's going to show up. He's going to get sworn in. It's the wheels of democracy will just move on without Donald Trump. He'll do everything he can, but it's just going to stop.
Now, traditionally, doesn't the previous president usually shows up to the inauguration, right? That's not going to happen.
He's a gentleman.
Well, we know he's not.
He's got to take a loss.
He does not know how to take a loss.
I mean, I think, pretty sure even Hillary Clinton showed up to Trump's inauguration.
Yeah.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
That would have been
out the week before.
What's that?
I think he'll slip out of town like the week before.
I think he'll slip out of the country the week before, if not sooner.
Yeah. Get on a boat.
Man, oh man.
We have someone waiting in the Zoom room. Should we let
Oh yeah, the Zoom. If anyone wants to Zoom into the program, the link is there in the YouTube live thing. Let's bring, who could it possibly be? Getting a text from Nick Flanagan who's gonna join us shortly.
Sweet.
Who is it? Oh, I had a feeling. From Minneapolis, the new Ing Dave. Is that you, Elvira Canaveral?
Hello, hello. How are y'all fine folks doing?
Very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to thank Chris for giving me the heads up about the Four Seasons. I was able to get on there, and I'm going to track down a make you a custom mouse pad.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Mouse. So,
a mouse pad? What do you...
PM me mail it to, and I'll get you one.
Who it's uses... you use mouse pads?
That's my current mouse pad.
I could use one. I got nothing.
Is that a thing still?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
People have mouse pads?
I have
people use mouses? Mice?
You use the little touchpad on your laptop?
Yeah, that's all I've been using for a long time.
It can't
my on-the-go lifestyle.
Nah, there's nothing getting done.
I use the touchpad on my pinball machine.
That's better than the... Well, anyway.
This is wild. Play us... Play. We have our first guest tonight, Shanali Boma, coming on momentarily. Can you rip us a sweet solo of Ira Canaveral from Minneapolis? Oh, it's cutting out. Why is it cutting out?
It looks like certain frequencies.
We can't hear it. I think technology can't handle the heat you're bringing.
I'm operating below base in the subzone, so...
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's cheaper than medical sterilization.
Takes more
okay.
time.
I can respect that.
I also am going to be making a donation of some of the money, percentage of the money I make off of those shirts to the campaign down in Georgia.
Oh, nice.
C.C. Abrams. She's doing really good work down there getting people.
Totally. Totally.
Seems like the morally right thing to do. And I always commit to 23% towards the works of good.
How do you pick that number?
Discordian. I just split everything amongst 23s, and then it gives me an extra 8% to, you know, to push wherever I need to. So
wild.
Yeah, it works for me.
I love it. Well, we're going to bring our guest on in a second here. So thank you for calling on the virus. Keep up the good work.
And it just, I did a glorious thing. I unfollowed Manicula on Twitter, and it was just like, a lead apron fell off me. It was beautiful.
Who's Manicula?
I don't refer to the guy in that house by his name because he draws power from it. So I just use the Latin term for little hands.
Oh,
Manicula. Okay.
Yeah, that's it good. Also allows you to find all my comments about him on the sea of Twitter.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
I recommend just deleting Twitter. That's my... that's my advice for anybody. People are like, are you going to go back on Twitter? I'm like, no. No.
But he is.
Well, thank you, Elvira.
Thank you.
I think we have time for one more quick visit. From here he is. Oh, there's
Harry.
Matt Arnold, host of the Iowa Idea podcast, joining us. Where are you, Matt?
Oh, he's got a.
We don't have his audio. This technology is a bit too slick.
Yeah, I'm a little short. I was coming down for a dildo, and I just need a couple bucks. So.
Oh man.
Then I saw all these people here, so I thought I'd step in and let them know what I saw.
That's a legit press gaggle. It's crazy.
Oh my god.
The way they tape those signs on the garage door.
So good.
My daughter had a better Girl Scout sign set up for selling cookies and these assholes did for trying to get the election.
That's just incredible. Someone got down there like put up the signs here on the garage on the door to the landscape. I'm like, really?
In front of the
wall. No. Yeah, just get it.
Hit the door.
We have permission to do this?
Door, tight focus. Gosh. Tight focus. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Oh, we have Shanali here. Matt, because she has to leave at 10, so we should get her in here.
All right.
But I want to say...
I was her Iowa contact for Election Day coverage, so say hi to her.
Oh, nice. I will do. And nice Nordiques hat. For the people listening to the podcast, Matt is rocking a sweet Quebec Nordiques hat.
So, I wasn't sure if I was going to have to make a run for the border, so I was practicing with some different hats.
Strong.
Cheers, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good night. Matt.
Listen, I'm a hotshot Hollywood movie producer. You have until I finish my glass of kombucha to pitch me your idea. Go.
All right. It's called Who Shot Ya? A movie podcast that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes. I'm Iffy Whiteyway, the new host of the show and a certified BBN.
BBN?
Buff black nerd.
I'm Alonzo Duraldi, an elderly gay and legit film critic who wrote a book on Christmas movies.
I'm Drea Clark, a loud white lady from Minnesota.
Each week, we talk about a new movie in theaters and all the important issues going on in the film industry.
It's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets Cruising.
And if it helps seal the deal, I can flex my muscles while we record each episode.
I'm sorry, this is a podcast? I'm a movie producer. How did you get in here?
Iffy, quick, start flexing.
Bicep, lats, chest. Who Shot Ya? Dropping every Friday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, my name is Graham Clark, and I'm one half of the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, a show that we've recorded for many, many years. And at the moment, instead of being in person, we're recording remotely, and you wouldn't even notice. You don't even notice the lag.
That's right, Graham. And the great thing about this... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, and...
Okay, go ahead.
And you can listen to us every week on MaximumFun.org.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcasts.
And now, joining us from New York City, Shanali Bomick. Are you there? Can you hear us? Oh, she's muted.
I can't hear her.
What is this fucking Zoom? Why are we using Zoom? It's horrible. I'm enraged. Asked to unmute. Have we unmuted her?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There she is.
But we still can't hear her.
Wait, why is it not working? Shanali, we can see you.
I know.
We can't. Oh, there she is.
And there she goes.
And she just muted herself again.
Wait.
Okay. There it is. Nope. Catch her real quick.
This is like... Boy. Like the 2020 equivalent of trying to opening up a car door and they keep locking it.
Single click. There it is.
Jesus. Oh, Lord.
There, we did it.
Oh, man. It's the new earbuds. I'm trying to do better and not working.
It's amazing. Guys. Hey, Shanali Bomick. Musician, artist, comedian, activist. Zooming in from New York City.
I like all those descriptions. I appreciate those.
I will, you know, I want to add, if I can see behind you, fretless bassist, it looks like to that.
Yes, this is a new addition. One of my friends moved and he just, so I got to practice.
Nice.
A friend moved and gave you a fretless bass?
Yeah, he moved to Spain. It's actually a friend of Jasper's, but he gave it to me because he knows. I mean, Jasper plays, but isn't that nice?
It's awesome.
It's so nice, but I have to ask, like, of all the places where you should probably have a fretless bass locked and loaded, wouldn't Spain be high on that list?
I think he has like 20 guitars. He's one of those people. He's like you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he couldn't take all of them.
I was actually holding off on buying anything, especially guitars, waiting for the election outcome, because I was like, what if I have to just get rid of things so I can just move?
Oh, man. Well, can I celebrate with you guys? Like, I'm like this all day.
Yeah. Please, yeah.
I'm just like... soaking it in. I know as much as the media wants to take us down the other road for us to be still stressed out till January 20th, I'm not there yet. I want to enjoy this moment. So I'm happy to be with you guys in this new reality that we've faced.
You're the first person I thought of. Who do we have to talk to now that...
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, because you're one of the people that kept me sane through this. Kept me busy.
Yeah, I did. I made Dave phone bank.
I'm horrible at it, by the way. Let me be clear.
I don't think so. I can't. I think you would be really good. I assume, you know, because the people that want to talk literally just want to talk and also get off their chest whatever they're thinking. And I think you would just be like, uh-huh, okay. And then not necessarily lay into them, but ask them questions and then have the conversation. How did it go?
Most people were, my favorite was a guy that just went off on me.
Okay, that's fun.
But he was like, I voted for Biden, but I'm so fucking sick of you people calling. I voted for him, but fuck you. And I was like, all right, that's cool. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah,
so funny, because
that was my favorite call.
In that moment, I have a friend that has had that happen a number of times, and she always says, okay, well, if people didn't care so much, they wouldn't be calling you. We know it's annoying. And then the guy just kept talking. Then he was like in love with her, you know, after saying, I wish you'd stop calling. Then he wanted to talk to her for 20 minutes after she said that, you know.
Yeah.
Let him vent. Let him rant. I mean, how can you be mad? Every time I got a text, even though obviously we're getting 100 million texts, but we're getting them from people that cared. So every one of them, I said, thank you for being an activist. Thank you for doing something. And then you get it, you know, you get an emoji. It's just like connection, you know, like, no, I've already done that. I don't need that. I can't do that. But thank you. We gotta be more like that in the world.
Yeah. How long do you think before then, and come then at some point, then we just have to start getting mad at Joe Biden?
The regular politics. I mean, that's the nature, right? That's gonna happen soon. Like I'm already annoyed with what he can't do and what he can do. The media ensures that we're distracted and stressed out no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the ultimatum is like there's just no chance for you to enjoy any moment of any day. Of life. So I think if we know that, then maybe it's easier to opt out of it. Like when you just realize that's the pattern that they want you attached to the news. I love Joy Reid, and I heard her today say to own this moment and enjoy it, you know? But it's going to be pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it like more than, you know, because like when Obama won and we're all like, oh, great. Everything's perfect now. The planet Earth is perfect.
Right.
All the problems are gone and everyone's great.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you feel naive.
Yes. Maybe
to have thought that. Now I'm just like, okay. But I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled. I see, as someone who's hated Trump for 30 years, I'm thrilled. He's just such an absolute fucker.
Just to like you know, I have opted to try not to look at him as much as possible in the past few weeks. But I did look at the Giuliani Trump video that they did together where Giuliani's dressed in drag and working at like the department store or something, and then Donald Trump is supposed to be a predator, you know. He pretty much sticks his head between his boobs and then tries to kiss his neck. It's so awful, and I just had to go back through it to remind, like you just said, it's been such a long, lengthy career of awfulness. So I mean, we've seen and witnessed it, but he was never our president. Like, I can't even say that. Saying that makes me sick.
Yeah.
I made it four years without ever actually saying president.
See, that's good. I usually, you know what? I'm very rare. I think I've said it four times. That was one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you, Chris.
Even in
but we can look, we have the chance to get two more Senate seats in Georgia. And that is so huge. And as someone that lived in Georgia for 10 years prior to here, like that's, there's my other music people, my artist community is there, and they really worked hard. And I feel a special connection and making calls and do whatever I can do to get those seats. I mean, we all have to.
Yeah.
It's like Mitch McConnell, we've seen what he could do no matter what.
What's wrong with his skin?
Yeah, he's turning like purple.
He's like dying from the inside out.
I noticed that today. And do you ever get used to how he talks? I'm never used to it. Like, it's always jarring.
I can't believe I haven't monetized that.
That's perfect. It's so good. How did your week, like, what was the arc? How did you cope? How were you? I know you and I were in touch. Like,
yeah. Well, you know, we were in touch a lot. Despite having been, we were all warned of like sort of how it would go on election night. Even though in 2016 I got really drunk and I said to myself, this year I said, hey, don't drink a lot on election night because that's not going to be good. And but I did it anyway. And and then people are like texting me like I know what's going on, and everyone's just like, oh man, it's all over. And then the next day, I just started calling people who were smarter than I am. And
brought me speed. Really. And
which is a lot of people.
Well, no matter how smart you are, right? I was watching MSNBC, so. Oh, what's that?
This is that? For the listener. We have a close up of Mitch McConnell's.
Whoa. Man,
that's horrifying.
Oh, no. He must have had COVID.
That seems bad.
He didn't tell anybody because you know they have the toe, COVID toe. Those could be like COVID hands. COVID toe? Do you guys not know about COVID toe?
I'm not hip to COVID toe.
Okay. I got to share this with you guys. This was in the news like probably 2 months into the pandemic. They keep coming up with symptoms that no one's seen or no one's heard of. And the COVID toe is like your toes swell and get red and they hurt, but you don't have other symptoms. Like it's like painful. And so there is a website called Survivor Corps. I think they're even on Facebook. I think everyone should look at it because it will ensure you do everything not to get coronavirus. I know that, you know, death is something that hasn't stopped enough people from like taking all these risks. But when you hear about, I mean, you get on that website, there's thousands of people on it that are having these symptoms. They're long haulers. So it's after the fact. So women, this woman that started has glaucoma. There's women with their hair falling off. Everybody's describing these symptoms and everyone's like, they know more than, you know, doctors are figuring out what's happening through this group. And if you get it, you can be a long hauler with all these other symptoms. COVID toe is one, like it happens later. Like you have it for a long time.
There's so many symptoms to this virus.
Symptoms.
It's insane.
It's insane. It's really scary. Like, it is. It's awful.
I don't want it. Let me be clear. I do not want it.
Yeah. No, America, Dave is telling the truth. He has been really, really disciplined. He hasn't even come back to New York.
I haven't come back. I haven't, but now our friend, comedies Todd Berry, was kind enough to text me earlier telling me that Ohio, where I've been in exile the last several months, is now up to 9%, and New York is 2%. I don't know what that percent even refers to, but it seems bad.
Oh, oh my God, Ohio's at 9?
Yeah, that's basically...
I heard Chicago is at 8. That's crazy. You guys, you should come back here. Yeah, we're at 1.9, and that's high for us because we've
been... What does that mean? Infection? Like, percentage of people that have it?
The percentage of people that have it, that have been tested to have it, you know? So, like, if we had 5,000 people today get tested, 1.9. That's
it.
Like, if in Ohio, that's bad, right? If
that's the same very amount, bad.
Yeah.
That's a shitload.
That's a lot. So,
and
the other thing about that, I love being the expert on this, but I can't help it. I read as much as possible about it. But, you know, now they're saying we used to just attribute, you know, we knew where the super spreader events were. We knew it was a party or a, you know, an event or hanging out with, you know, family members you've not seen, whatever. But now it's just everywhere. So you really don't, you know, we go to the grocery stores, we go to the drug stores, sort of assume like you're not going to be near someone. But the infection rate in our country is so high, it's just everywhere.
So that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of going to like the 24-hour grocery store. But then I'm like, I should just get it curbside pickup.
Ohio, yeah. You might want to look in, what county are you in?
I am in Lake County, which is a very, I think they've caught up with everyone in Ohio. Oh, boy.
Be careful. Come back.
I like running errands. I like.
Me too. Me too. That's my activity. I went to the post office.
I know. So I need to go to the post office this week. Should I not go?
I'm sure the post offices, they have good social distance, at least here. Like, you have to stand way far away from each other.
The post office that I go to, there's literally maybe one other person in it. That doesn't work there.
I think you're good. Okay. I think you're good. How about Trump supporters there? How's it been for you?
Well, we were talking about this earlier, you know, when the news came down the pike, I was sort of driving around just trying to get a vibe. And all the signs, I mean, there's a lot of Biden signs as well, but all the signs, you know, I thought people would just keep their signs up, but most people were just gone.
And today?
They're gone?
The day after, there's a few people really hanging on to it.
All the ones keeping. I usually see are still up for sure here.
But yeah, most of them just gone. And I went for a bike ride yesterday. Well, every day I've been, Saturday and Sunday. And then there was one house that had a Trump sign. And someone was out front. And I said, hey, how's it going? Just being friendly, not like trying to get in their head or anything. And they just kind of like looked at me like, not good. And that was the only indication. But, you know, I kind of know who around the neighborhood, based on I sort of clocked who had what signs, and the people that I know what their deal is. I kind of, you know, give them on my bike I ride my bike around town.
Oh my gosh, I love your bike riding videos.
They're real. It's the real deal.
They're real good.
Well, I go out pretty much every day. I get on the bike and I tool around town. Just to take the temperature of the streets.
That's so cool.
I've been doing it for months. Wow. 6 months now. I go for a run or get on the bike, see what's up.
And do you have go-to like places, sort of standing around with your bike and checking out the scene?
Totally. I go to the convenience store, see what's up there. Go to the local high school, see what's up over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I go down the main drag, and I go, there's like some woods. I go ride through there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got any wildlife? Are you seeing animals?
There's deer sometimes. I've had a few standoffs with like packs of deer. I'm not going to lie. I'll be going down a path and there'll be a bunch of deer and I'm kind of like, oh, this could go either way. And I usually just, they stop and look at me and then I don't keep riding at them because I'm don't want to like mess up that whatever they're getting up to.
Yeah. No, this is their time. That's what this pandemic is, their time.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to loop back. I'll be back in a few minutes. If you guys are still at it, I'll come back later. But plus
urban wildlife, the urban wildlife here is actually, you know, they're getting pretty bold. And I was at the water. So my, you know, carefree afternoons include errands like post office, walking to the East River. And now it's really nice. There's, you know, there's not that many people. And I also go down to Battery Park, you know, but I was over by Pier 17, Pier 16, and I was sitting and the seagull landed right next to me and just started screaming. Like I just was screaming at
me. Like berating you?
But I just heard the scream. Honestly, it was so much like a scream that I did not perceive it to be a bird that's like 4 feet away from me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? And it just stood there and screamed. And then it didn't go away. And then it screamed a little more. And it was terrifying. I was just trying to be strong. And, you know, I was going to hold my ground. But it was terrifying. And then I've been hearing that squirrels are in heat. And so they're screaming, too. Have you heard that? Have you heard sound of a squirrel in heat? Look it up, guys. Go on YouTube. This is on YouTube. Just Google it after
the
show. What
is the sound? Chris, pull
like
that up.
Shriek. It's like a shriek.
Is it just the female squirrels or the male squirrels as well?
Well, you know what's funny is that I'd heard this from a friend who was scared of the squirrel that keeps shrieking in his window. So he sent me the video. And then Jasper just heard it and he said, oh, that's a squirrel in heat. And then I looked at him.
Oh, wow.
So he knew. He's from Oregon. He's from a small town.
He knows.
Yeah. Chris, are you finding that? You have to see the squirrel.
I got it. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. It's so funny. You got to hear this.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that sound. That's the sound of my youth.
It's totally like that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, that takes me back.
Isn't it terrifying? I was hearing about this crazy.
That, oh my god, I totally know. So that's a squirrel asking for sex?
Yeah, I mean, to me it seems like a possessed squirrel, but now we know. I mean, I guess you are possessed in a way.
Wow.
That's pretty terrifying. I you know, so there's still wildlife here that is not as friendly as you remembered. When you come back, you'll have to deal with some.
Well, it could be argued that that's a very friendly squirrel, right? Maybe a little too friendly. It would seem.
I want you to come back. Do you have any timetable of?
Yeah, I've been sort of. Yeah, it's on. It's coming. It's coming soon. It's coming.
I did have an outdoor brunch with Todd. Like I
With Comedy's Todd Barry?
Comedy's Todd Barry. And it was, and we had kept missing each other. So it was a noon on Saturday. So at 11:30, we got the news of our new president elect winning, or, you know, I mean, I was freaking out. And then Todd wrote, I was like, oh my gosh, perfect. 75 degrees in New York City, sunny. Beautiful. It just set the stage, right? And it's still like that. We still are able in this city to celebrate. It was 78 here today. Dave, come
That's
back.
That's amazing.
Missing it.
Sunny. Global warming.
I'm gonna come soon, but I have, you know, I have some streets to regulate, the suburban streets of Ohio. Because I mean, I think even, you know, there's still, you know, we can't. No one can do anything still for a while.
Yeah. You're not doing it. What I'm saying is, beat the cold so that you can at least go outside to have lunch with somebody. You
know? I know, but then I'm gonna come
like
back
me.
and then be. I know. I would love that. I would love that. I'll be back soon. It's gonna happen.
Okay. Oh. Right.
Though, if we can, you know, Todd Barry. Comedy's Todd Barry was texting me the night of the election. We were sort of like, what the fuck? What's going on? And then I thought, well, I guess now that we know, I'll probably hear from him again. I haven't heard from him.
Really?
Until today. Until
today.
Oh, you
did hear from him today.
Yeah. But I thought, well, of course he'll reach out to me with it, you know, and we'll sell it, but I guess
he's been, you know, his tweeting. He's like on a roll with this election. If you've not noticed,
I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, right.
That's not part of my life.
Yeah, he's on a roll. I've just noticed he's taken the tweet. What is it called? The tweet waves by storm. He's like he's got. He's nonstop. And, you know, he's making a name for himself on TikTok these days, too.
Really? Is he really? Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to go after him.
That he's got 2,000 followers.
I'm going to get on TikTok. I did set up an account because Chris here and Des here said that the video, the Witch Taint, clip where the bird flies into my jumpsuit.
TikTok gold.
They said I would become a TikTok star instantly.
Ooh. So
I did it. I did not become a TikTok. Can't even say it. Did not become a TikTok star.
You heard instantly, but I never.
But it. Now that Todd Barry's making some waves on TikTok, that is going to make me jealous. And then I'll let myself be consumed.
I think your biking videos work well there. Yeah.
Well, that's my strategy. My biking videos. But that's why I can't leave. I can't leave Ohio.
I know, that's true.
Until I get some TikTok momentum.
I got to say, the sweater is super chic. I love it.
Oh, that's thanks. Awesome. Well, part of the fun of packing for what you think will be just 3 weeks is that you didn't bring any sweaters. So as a result, I've been just buying sweaters as if I don't have 50 sweaters waiting for me in my apartment in New York. I'm buying sweaters now like I never owned sweaters before. So when I go back, it's just going to be even dumber than it already was.
Oh, mine's worse. I bought two sweaters just because I didn't want to jump up into the closet to get the switch over the sweaters.
Oh my gosh, that's next level.
Jasper has to do it. I'm too short. I can't reach up there, and you know. So I was just like letting him get off easy without, and I just bought two sweaters. It is pretty bad. That's bad, but it's bad.
It's fun though, buying new sweaters.
Can I tell you a book that you guys should read?
Yes, I
think everybody in the world should read. I'm going to get it for you.
Straight from the library.
Yeah. I just feel like after this election.
That's my TikTok star.
You got over 8,500 views.
How many?
8,500.
On what?
This is on Instagram.
Oh.
Well.
That's so good.
Yeah, no, but on my new biking videos, first one is up to almost 77,000. Yeah.
I just, oh my God, that's the biggest butterfly. Oh my God.
No, no, it's a bird. I was attacked by a bird.
It you're, hangs out in his jumpsuit.
You're a flower. It thinks you.
Yeah, these guys said I was gonna. It's gonna make me a star. Nothing.
You're ahead of your time.
Yeah, I think you have to put some like EDM music underneath it.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Yeah,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Whatever it takes. Sure. Whatever yeah, it takes. We have.
I
we
never
have.
Saw that. Oh my God, that's so good. Ooh, thank you for that, Chris. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
Maybe well, I still so have good. It. I'm not ruling out TikTok stardom now that now if Todd Barry can be a TikTok star.
Yeah, text him. Tell him I told you. I someone else notified me that he didn't tell me, but then I noticed he tweeted about it. Here's the book. This is the book. I think everybody. This is
oh,
it's
nice.
Called Cast.
Oh, and yes, I've heard about
this book. I think when everyone says, like, what we need to do, I just think you just read this book just so we know it's not, there's no one answer. Every time they ask someone in the news, like, how are we supposed to talk to the other side? I'm like, I don't even want to hear that answer. Just read a book. Just read a book and then talk
I'm
for
read that.
Like 2 hours about it.
I'm in.
So, okay.
Cast,
and this woman,
origins.
Isabel Wilkerson, is amazing. Her other book was about Jim Crow, and she won a Pulitzer for that. But this is, it's great. It's great. And I've read so many books about caste and racism. This one's one of the best, is the best, I would say.
All right.
Okay.
Cast, this Isabel is, Wilkerson.
This is your everybody's job so that the world would be a better place.
All right. Everyone, read Cast, Isabel Wilkerson.
Wilkerson.
I don't know why I can't pronounce basic names.
Yes.
Shanali, we're joined now also by Nick Flanagan from Canada.
Hi, Shanali. Nick.
Canada's own. You guys know
you?
Each other, right? Comedy's Nick Flanagan.
Have we met?
I don't think
I'm not
so, Nick.
Sure.
I wouldn't remember that. I'm really good. I remember everybody I went to kindergarten with. Like, I'm super good with that.
I can be all right with that too. It's like in real life, not as much, but like, you know what it is? If I'm on a show that I'm excited about, then I remember all the comedians.
This one. This one. This one. This one.
Yes, Dave.
You care for that.
Oh, man.
I took time out of watching Feels Good Man, the documentary about the twisting of Pepe the Frog.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
That's
by
a good
Arthur
one.
Jones. I got to see that.
Yes.
My friend Arthur Jones.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I have to go. I have my
you have quiz night.
Trivia night. We're in first place, so I got to get on it.
Yeah, I hear
That's
you.
How it goes.
Yeah,
well, it's nice to meet you.
Thank
it's so
you.
Good to meet you, Nick.
Thank
Your
you.
Book recommendation sounded cool.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's hey, everyone has to read.
Can I give you a book recommendation before you go?
Please. Please.
This isn't like, look, if this were the
it
roast of Jeffrey Ross, if this were the a roast show, oh, that would have been quite an opening. What would I have said? I don't know. We just met. But no, a book called American Pharaoh, and it's about Richard Daley, the mayor of Chicago in the Democratic machine in the 1940s. And it's about the war against integration and lots of other things and how Daley was instrumental to all of that. And it's quite the read.
I love it. Thank you.
This
I'm
you
down.
Guys are elevating this program with these recommendations.
Because
you guys know me, and you know, let's be honest. It's mostly I have a couple dick jokes, and the rest is who knows.
And like what, 3 published books?
Yeah,
3 published books. None of which have won the Pulitzer Prize. Let me be clear.
You're bright.
I'm bright of my moments.
Bright.
I got to come up with a book that'll win like a Pulitzer Prize. I got to get my shit together.
Can I?
We can.
What?
I got to go. Love you. Right.
No,
she's out. She's out.
What?
All right. Thank you, Shanali.
You
Nick
should,
Flanagan. Where are you, Nick Flanagan? I'm very concerned. The listener.
I could turn a light on. Would you like me
to
turn
the light please on? Don't. Please don't.
Should I take my glasses off? I hate this new era where I keep seeing the reflection in my
No, it's all right. It's real. It's raw. Nick Flanagan from Canada joining us now. Shanali Bomik is left for quiz night. What's the mood there in Canada?
What is the mood?
Paint a picture with words. What's going on up there?
Things are kind of like, by Canadian standards, kind of escalating COVID-wise. So, you know.
Oh, that's the latest craze.
Because we're more. The Dude, latest what? Craze in Canada is dancing away from other people because they may have germs, ladies and gentlemen.
Germs?
Ladies
and gentlemen. Herbs. Is that the Canadian? Herb. Is that like how you say? Do you say herbs up there instead of herbs?
I only would say herb if I was talking about, like, herb is what we say in two contexts, at least here in the sixth dot. We say
the that sixth guy's dot. What is that?
It's the sixth mixed with the T dot. I did that. I saved time, combined two nicknames.
What's the six? The what does the six mean? That is the six is means Toronto.
Yeah, I think Drake popularized it.
Oh, Drake.
It. Yeah, views from the six, and I think it's because there's like six before it was melded into one mega city, as we called it several decades ago. A couple decades ago, we had like six regions: York region,
all right,
Scarborough. Peel right. region.
I'll take it.
Halton.
We get a sense of it.
North York.
Several of them. Sounds like several of them.
Roughly six.
Roughly, or arguably guess. Six.
Isn't that the best about Toronto? Once you start getting into the weeds with it, it's just like nighttime.
It's like peeling the layers of an onion.
Like yeah.
peeling the layers of a big bowl of poutine.
It's so like you're peeling not layers.
Poutine, you're not in poutine territory there. In Toronto.
No, but you know we're a greedy city full of entrepreneurs, and when we realized the poutine was a staple food, and Americans associated with this, and we've got lots of options for it here.
Wait, so this is breaking. So you're saying that the poutine?
But I don't think people from southern on.
Oh, your signal. Oh, we're losing you. Chris, is this problematic on your end?
I'm hearing it too, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm okay. sure it's my end. I'm
are sure you on dial-up? Are you on dial-up?
I can try to practically...
wait, but so it sounds like if I'm reading between the lines properly, you...
Is this better?
That's better. We're back in action. So you're Good saying day. That the poutine situation in Toronto is based on you're just selling poutine to tourists?
Yeah, but another weird aspect of our city is like the citizens sort of act like tourists, if that makes any sense. Like people who live here will be like, oh, I just went to Smoke's Poutinery. That was like one of the big ones.
That's Poutinery. With the guy with the hat, right?
Yeah. And my theory is, at least with Canadian businesses, if the owner like puts their face in it, you might have a problem. Or that, you know.
Oh, I'm more inclined. For the listener, Smoke's Poutinery, is it called?
Yeah.
There's like a guy... And he has like a Tam O'Shanter type hat on, I believe.
And he's in black and white.
Yeah. And it looks like you see the sign and you're like, well, clearly he's been at it since at least 78.
He's just been at it since like yesterday.
You think I should get in there and get some poutine from this poutine concern.
There was a decent one called Poutinis, but then it turned out
I wouldn't fall for that.
They weren't like. Paying their employees or something.
They took a hit.
Yeah, so we had to boycott Poutinis. So if I, but you know, honestly, there is nothing like a pie tin, straight out Quebec or Ottawa Valley, filled with that, like a really hot pie tin. Burn your hands.
Sure.
You're eating the cheese, you're eating the fries. Vinegar is involved. Gravy's involved. Peas, chicken and peas, maybe.
I don't know if he's in listening or not, but I just got a text from Niels Rush of Merrickville, Ontario.
Hello.
Who says, I put poutine in my coffee. That seems impossible.
I mean, maybe at the end. So the coffee flavors.
I like the idea. That reminds me of the hit movie Greasy Strangler. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's incredible. It's like the Citizen Kane of movies that involve grease.
Is it murder?
There is a lot of murder in it.
We've been talking a bit about the Criterion Channel here and there, you and I.
Oh, we're sophisticates.
Except it's better than being sophisticated. It's just like going to a cool video store.
Oh yeah, the Criterion Channel. I have seen the first 20 minutes of countless movies on the Criterion Channel. No, I've watched a lot of movies, but I've found that if I try to watch a movie and don't start it by 7:30, I'm gonna fall asleep in front of it.
Yeah.
I'm sad to admit it. This is true.
I mean, that's for the best, right? Like, I wish I lived that way.
But I've watched a lot. I've watched a lot of French movies.
Yeah, romantic. Oh,
Niels Rush. Niels, the number is 374-474-0260. Or anyone, that number. Or you can just go to the Zoom link in the description here on the YouTube channel, and you can Zoom in if you want to join this hot trans-American what is it? What are we having?
We're having
North America.
Intercontinental. I think it would be incontinental because incontinent. Continent.
An incontinent poutine jam.
Oh, my God. Hey, look at this.
Feels good.
Man, it's Mario.
Mario?
It's Tanuki Suit Mario. I bought this at Nintendo listener, New York.
For the listener, we have got... Chris Gersbeck has four seasons... Play, he has a clip lined up that he feels we should watch right now or listen to, whatever. We can't hear you, Chris. Chris, we can't hear you because Zoom is horrible.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. Des sent this to me. Apparently, there's furries in a VR version of the Four Seasons Total Landscaping at the moment. VR for can Des maybe Des can explain it better because he's the one who sent it.
Is that Des Cadena?
Well, I know what furries are.
No, I didn't get too deep into the article as just kind of get into it as you are. So I don't know. I'm not sure there's video that we can see, but it's
Danny D informs me that you can get coffee infused poutine in Canada right now.
Wow,
I don't know why you would want that.
I mean,
do you guys see?
I see it.
Oh my god.
Wow.
You even got stuff behind the windows. You even went that far with the detail.
For the listener, okay, there's furries.
That's some Half-Life nonsense.
This is, I get a sense of it. This is enough for me.
You can
for the listener, wow.
The magic of technology.
I'm happy I saw that personally.
Now, Nick Flanagan, do you have furries in Canada?
I think we probably birthed the movement. Honestly, we got so much stuff going on here. You know, it might be not true now, but we were like one of the main users of the internet. And our internet, as I proved earlier,
is this accurate?
Kind of sucks. Yeah, we are like a huge consumer of the net. And because of that, I think that we've, you know, all these little subcultures, furries. Does you know any other subcultures on the internet
that are particularly Canadian?
Just any, and I'll claim them as Canadian.
I think bronies actually are Canadian.
Bernie bros?
Bronies.
Bronies could easily be Canadian.
Yeah. What are bronies?
They're into
I'm
My
78
Little Pony.
Years old. What's you know, that?
They're really into My Little Pony. They're like adults.
Ham radio operators.
Ham radio operators, many, many Canadians in far flung Winnipeg and Manitoba places. And I don't know. I think Canadians, I was at our clothing optional beach one time.
I'm listening. This is that's right near Porter, Pearson International, Pearson
Porter, Porter Airlines.
Porter Airlines, the popular Canadian airline,
gets you from
flies into Pearson.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a nude beach right there, right?
Well, not anywhere near Pearson Airport, but Porter
Let
Airport.
Me have this.
Okay, yeah, it's totally by Pearson. Okay. And,
well, you can't, because you can't have the planes flying. I did a portmanteau. They fly over and they can see people's junk.
I guess, yeah. I guess that's a little thrill that they
could get be a selling point.
Plane people, you know, you Porter's kind of a hipster airline. You know?
Well, Porter used to have you could get free cereal, free coffee, and
shortbread cookies,
all sorts of free stuff. If you were like in the Porter Airlines gate, it was a free
yeah. They called it the lounge, and it was a lounge.
And then I think one day they were like, enough.
That's what happened.
We're not falling for this any longer.
That's what happened. And they get put in one of those regular things that, you know, they call it Main Street Cafe. And suddenly you buy like $5 for a coffee. You know? It's not fair. And it's the reason we're in this mess.
It is exactly the reason. Wait, so back it up. So you went to the nude beach.
And I saw these guys in the water with no shirt, but with like leather kind of vinyl masks on that were like animal faces.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's sort of aqua furry, you know, that's a sideline of it. Beaver, you know, it's, and I saw it and it feels very private when you see these kinds of things, right? Like that's, I think part of the, not problem, but
like it's a moment you feel like you shouldn't have been able to share.
Yeah, like that's why it might be interpreted as feeling off-putting. I just think it's something that is so private feeling, because you're really looking into someone's soul and they're like, this is me. I am an animal. I'm a person. I think I'm an animal. And there is something sexual about this. That's always in there. Because we're all furries until puberty. We're all like, I'm a you know, I'm a kitty. Sure. I'm a doggy.
Sure.
And then after that, you know.
Well, it's complicated, like, because there's a whole, I don't know if you know this, but I wrote 20 years ago, I wrote the first mainstream news story on furries and plushies, not to brag, for Salon. You can Google this. And I interviewed this guy, and there was like a story in, I think, Vanity Fair 6 months later after my story. And they talked to the same guy, and this guy was amazing. There's a whole complex world, and there's like a favorite. At the time, there was like a favorite stuffed animal. And they would like do modifications to this stuffed animal so that you could be like attracted to a stuffed animal, but then you could also, you know, just like to wear a mascot uniform or a rubber mask or that's like an animal.
Yeah.
A lot of ways to play it.
I mean, it's like cats. Like the only thing that resonated with you was like the look, you know, or the, and the fact that they were going up to people. feel like that's kind of important too, that they're gonna
yeah be. Well, and you want we have okay,
I'm not trying to offend furries here, by the way. I think it's great.
I don't think there's no judgment on furries at all.
Shame furries.
There is no shame. I'm all for people, anyone doing whatever they want to do.
I mean, part of the whole thing of being a furry is like this, like also they're really projecting having no shame in a good way. You know, we are this, no shame.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any shame. I mean, I'm just jealous of anyone who can get creative in that regard, because I'm just a simple man with simple needs. I don't need to need a mascot uniform or anything yet.
Can you try to call that Trump hotline again?
I think we're getting a call on the
the old school
on the Skype, the old school.
I got
a call.
Yeah, Nils is here.
Chris, your place looks nice.
Oh, thank you.
You too, Des. Those places look great. Chris, Dave, your place does too.
Mine's very stripped down, where I am now.
Yeah,
I have my Danzig portrait behind me. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Beautiful.
Nils, are you there?
Yeah, I think I am.
We have Nils Rush calling in from Merrickville, Ontario, fellow Canadian.
Poutine Authority.
And Nick Flanagan, you've met Nils Rush.
Hello, Nils. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
We've had a few moments together here and there.
Yeah. What's
like the dungeon of the Death Fest. Yeah, we met.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, Montreal Death Fest.
Yeah, all the metal. I was basically in the metal locker room, you know, for all
it was really. Yeah, it was like it was the three of us and Autopsy and Exhorter
and Demolition Hammer might have been in the
It was a very metallic situation.
It was, and I felt in place. But, you know, also, like, I was... Anytime I'm in a situation after a concert in, like, an actual venue in the backstage, I always feel like I'm a step away from being asked to leave.
I could see that.
Like, you could see me feeling that way, or you could see me being asked to leave.
I could see you being... Well, both.
Yeah, both have happened.
I think if you're doing a sick backstage hang right, you should be always on the verge of being asked to leave.
Right. Yeah.
Nils, what's going on in Merrickville?
Oh, not much. I took the day off tomorrow, so I just figured I'd watch and maybe let myself, you know, get excited, which I am. You guys are doing, you sound like you're doing all right down there.
Oh, well, the mood has gotten a bit lighter here in America, as it has, it's the best I can tell, in most of the world.
Yeah, but what really got me fired up was Nick.
Yeah?
I have to, like, kind of disagree with you on the whole poutine strand.
Oh, wow.
It's I don't know, it's sort of staple for, like, a lot of hungover people that want to, like, for a second feel the opulence, you know, like, I don't know, they're, it's almost become, you know, like, whatever. Like, if you haven't got a poutine in you, like, once a month, things are, you know, not living up to the passport of being a Canadian.
Yeah, well, what are you even doing?
I mean, I'm not denying that I would eat poutine at any time. I, you know, that's it from any place, you know, I'm just saying that if I want to get it, I want to get it from, you know,
in Kurd country,
somewhere near Kurd country. Yeah. I'm just sort of saying that the Toronto spots are just not like as legit. And I did shout out Ottawa Valley and I did shout out, of course, Quebec, because I think those are the two spots But I think Moncton has its own kind of thing with butches.
That you're right. That did tip me over the edge into calling in. You're right. I misunderstood you then. There's nothing like getting it from like a roadside stand in Chelsea, Quebec, or wherever, as have opposed you been... to, yeah, you're right, having a waitress bring it to your table.
Unless it's if the waitress is bringing it to your table at like a
I'm smoking.
as you're smoking, as everyone's smoking inside, and no, but at like in a Montreal old diner, that's what I'm talking about, man. Even what's the name of that? There's that franchise, a chain in Belle Provence. Even if it's in Belle Provence in Quebec, just this chain, the poutine there is.
Gonna... Oh, no! You're talking about the
yeah.
The bon... Oh man, what? Yeah, you're right. It's hot dogs and poutine.
Yeah, and it's a good time. No,
this is just we've been taken over by Canadians and can't be debated.
Yeah, your friends did.
I love it. No, but as a quarter Canadian, I'm loving it.
I mean,
loving it.
I've had...
you're right, Nick. My buddy drove. We drove like an hour and a half just to eat there, and I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, like a mannequin.
Why? Because you were just like frozen in the car, being taken somewhere.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck. We're half an hour outside of Montreal. Let's just go all the way.
Yeah, I mean, I had a favorite. There was a place in Perth, Ontario. Anyone here ever been to Perth, Ontario?
Yep.
No, I mean,
man, half an hour down the road.
Yeah, I thought so. And there was this long-standing bookstore called the Bookworm, I believe. And right across from it was like just like a chip truck, but the kind of chip truck that like isn't a truck. It's basically just like a restaurant. You know, like it's been there for so long, it's never moved. How's sure. that a truck?
Yeah.
And you'd get the poutine there, and it was just that was my introduction, really, because I spent. Yeah, you know, get a little bit of a Dragonlance, buy an old Dragonlance book or the novelization of the film Dick Tracy, get a poutine.
Wow. This is the perfect day.
I read a lot of novelizations of movies growing up.
Yeah, you're right. I could see that moment. Like, you're having, like, pages of a choose-your-own-adventure stuck together because of, like... melted cheese curds.
Oh, just curds.
You really are nailing it. And funnily, in that era when we were going to our cottage that we rented at in the Perth area, I swear I have a memory of reading a Choose Your Own Adventure book that was just, it was like a copied, like it was like a clone of Choose Your Own Adventure. It wasn't like a proper one. And it was educational. Oh, yeah. And it was about like trying to escape the Loach ghetto. In World War II, as a Jewish
it was a which way mystery. You read it.
Maybe it was a which way mystery. It was quite harsh. Boy. Very well, easy guys, to make a wrong decision in that book. And I'm not joking. This was a real thing.
We are at 10:30. We got to ride off into the live stream, podcasting, radio, what have you, sunset.
Yeah.
But I'm excited that we could read. What?
Yeah, Chris, thanks for making this show happen. And Dave, Nick, I will talk to you guys in the future.
Thank you, Niels.
Great to hear from you, Niels.
Give our best to the people of Marrickville, Ontario, and beyond.
And Perth,
And Perth.
Oh, I will.
Kemptville.
Westport.
We're dropping some serious Canada.
Here we go. All right. See you guys.
See you in the Belle Provence.
Nick Flanagan.
Dave Hill.
Of Toronto.
That's where I live.
Thank you for joining us. Well, I have to have you on for longer. We sort of had a post-election check-in with a few of our favorite folks.
That's awesome.
And
I can't be included. It would
covered a lot of ground.
I don't think Canadians legally can talk about the election on public. It's like
not yet.
Treason. Or something.
I was just talking about Canada the other day, as I do most days.
Yeah.
See, you guys, you had Rob Ford. You just let one one Trumpy kind of guy be mayor. You got it out of your system, and you're done. You're done. Except for his brother, who's a presence.
Yeah, he's like rules the province.
Yeah, he had pricks.
And now our current mayor is kind of like, who would I compare it to? I compare him to the character of like Bruce Wayne's dad in the movie Joker. You know?
Sure.
It's kind of like that.
Well, what's that?
You're saying we got it out of our system before making the guy the president of Canada.
Yeah, of the whole country.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you would have got there if fate hadn't intervened.
Yes. Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you, Dez. Thank you, Chris Gersbeck, boy criminal. Thank you to everyone watching live on.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
On the U's and the tubes.
Thanks, Dave.
And thank you for everyone listening in the podcast, the futuristic podcast format. We'll be back next week.
This is how it is now.
What's that?
This is how the podcasts are now. They have a video component.
I know, it's wild. You got to keep up. You got to keep. What's going to happen post plague? Will everyone just go back to podcasting without a video component?
No, podcasts are the
forget it.
Video cast. There's probably going to be a podcast channel.
Oh man, that's a live strike. That's yes. See, that's why I got to get this TikTok happening. Yeah. All right. Let's say goodnight, everybody.
Later, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Keep up the good work, everyone.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.